River Farm Network. CHS and Cargill are expanding their TEMCO joint venture to include a Cargill-owned export grain facility on the Texas Gulf. CHS Vice President of Ag Business John Griffith says the addition expands the CHS Cargill joint venture.
The TEMCO structure actually predates Cargill because it was originally created in 1992 with Continental Grain, and then when Cargill acquired Continental Grain, they became the partner in the joint venture. So the TEMCO joint venture and the P&W, we operate three export facilities, one in Portland, one in Tacoma, and one in Kalama. But what we're doing here is expanding that footprint by adding the Houston export elevator into the joint venture. So the TEMCO joint venture will now operate four assets, including the Houston terminal. And
Griffith says farm commodities are moving through shipment channels quite well. First of all, there never were big problems with bulk shipments.
I mean, the problems that you saw in trucks and the problems that you saw in containers coming out of the pandemic were more substantial than large bulk carriers. So the ocean carriers, have performed quite well, and there's good availability and reasonable costs from that perspective. Wintertime is always a challenge with transportation in the interior, snowstorms, cold weather, railroads getting staff. So we've seen some challenges to keep the flows going, but it's by and large, that's something that we deal with on a pretty regular basis. I wouldn't say that there's anything that's extremely abnormal today.
Checking markets before we